Although the numbers fluctuate, our listening area has about 21 federally endangered and 6 federally threatened animal species. Each state also has its own endangered species list. And in Maryland, there are 91 endangered and 19 threatened animals. Conservationists often push for vulnerable animals and plants to be added to these lists because of the critical protection they provide. But it's never a good sign to see a species reach this point. One of our great local animals, the wood turtle, is a short step away from being on Maryland's list. Currently, this reptile is listed as only vulnerable, meaning that it is close to being endangered. So what's so special about this wood turtle? Why should we protect it? The most prominent feature of the wood turtle is its rugged-looking shell. In fact, the wood turtle received its name not for the wooded area it inhabits, but because of the wood-carved appearance of its shell. Each of the scutes, or plates, on the turtle's shell look like they were sculpted by an artist. Also, these scutes are pyramidal. That's because the growth rings on each scute, which are called annuli, are very pronounced. For the first 15 to 20 years of a wood turtle's life, they produce one growth ring per year. This means you could count the rings to tell the age of a wood turtle, just like you would a tree stump. When a turtle hatches, it doesn't yet have its characteristic shell shape. In fact, it's quite smooth. But as the turtle grows, the sculptural form of its shell emerges. The oldest known wood turtle was 58 years old, but its shell was shockingly smooth. Scientists posit that this was because the turtle's scutes wear down after being dragged for years through underbrush and being wedged under branches. Despite its impressive and protective shell, the wood turtle is food for a wide variety of animals. Skunks, several birds, and even largemouth bass will eat turtle hatchlings. On more than one occasion, I've found adults with missing limbs. In most cases, limb mutilations are due to encounters with turtles' lifelong enemy, the raccoon. In suburban areas, however, limb loss may be the result of lawnmowers. The burnt orange skin of the wood turtle's legs and neck can really stand out, especially against summer's green hues. Luckily, the wood turtle can pull its legs and head inside its shell. But unlike the most well-known turtle in our area, the box turtle, a wood turtle cannot close up its shell to hide. Wood turtles are most active during daylight hours and spend much of their time basking on logs by streams and forests. But there is less and less of this kind of habitat available to them. In particular, habitat fragmentation and degradation from building and logging have drastically changed their natural range. It's for this reason that wood turtles are in decline throughout their relatively small geographic range of the East Coast from Maryland to southern Canada. Wood turtles are also taken illegally as pets, and removing even one wood turtle from the wild impacts its local population significantly and negatively. Despite all that's against them, here's some good news. Just 2 months ago, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service announced that they would consider granting the Wood Turtle Endangered Species Act protection. Placement on the list is certainly bittersweet. It's tough knowing there's so much work ahead, but exciting to know the wood turtle may be the future bald eagle, with a comeback story to match. To marvel at the hand-sculpted appearance of the wood turtle's carapace, visit Irvine or the Maryland Zoo, and check out explorenature.org for more tips on helping to conserve this and other essential Maryland species. The Nature of Things is produced by Irvine Nature Center for WYPR. For Irvine Nature Center, I'm Executive Director Brooks Paternotte.